We've talked about Spectacular a couple times. Foley was not Foley, but Klein was in this morning and visiting with the morning guys about it. And hang on a second, my computer is freaking out today. Stop. Sorry. It is coming up here next month.
October 10th, Thursday.
Okay, Coach Foley, are you doing a defensive clinic as part of the?
We are. Anybody that wants to come in, learn how to get down in defensive stance, I'll give them one-on-one instructions.
I've never talked to you about this, but when you're recruiting kids, how do you sell them on the program, knowing that they're going to have to come in and play defense first?
We're always in the top 10 in defense in the country, us in Connecticut.
That's how you sell the kids on it?
That's what we say. We're not going to tell them how hard it is or how much you got to get in the stance, how hard you got to work. We're just going to say us in Connecticut are always in the top 10.
There you go. Well, that's good. They like that.
You bet.
So what kinds of things do we need to look forward to here? We talked about some of the cool items, and there are so many great ones.
Well, yeah, there are. We got a trip to Costa Rica. You get a party for 10 at Coach Foley's house. And one of the things about recruiting, if you're on his team, if you've ever had his wife's cooking, worth him coming.
Justin's been invited. He doesn't show up all the time.
Been over.
Yes.
I've done the combo meal.
Have you had her strawberry cake?
I don't think so.
Oh, my.
I've been over Coach Foley's house a couple times. Sometimes back in the day when Shields lived across the street, they would do these joint things and you could kind of roll back and forth.
Exactly. But, if you get to come to my house, if you're lucky, and you get to be around their basketball team, and then my wife's cooking, I think everybody knows if you get that invitation, it hasn't got that much to do with me. It's all about her.
So, that's the key. I want to know who was cooking. I want to make sure that Chris was involved in this.
Exactly. So we'd love to have somebody.
I know there's really truly something for everybody. You got a duck hunt, I know. We've talked about that. There's an Oklahoma City trip that you get to choose the game, which is cool.
Yeah, and you get to go with the men's team down to the British Virgin Islands over in December.
Wow.
I like that.
Yeah. That's a big trip.
I'm going on that. I'm just going to
jewelry.
Dessert, right?
There's jewelry.
You hang out with you down there, too.
Jewelry?
Does your wife need and Christy need jewelry?
No, Christy doesn't need jewelry. Thank you very much. Why don't you just
I'll talk to Christy about that.
Why don't you get back to business? Actually, I've already got a deal. By the way, I do want to pass along a happy birthday to Dana Klein today. Joe and I are in cahoots. We're trying to get Dana and Christy to find something to do on Spectacular Night that doesn't involve going to Spectacular because it could end up being quite expensive.
That is just terrible.
I'm going to come. I'm a reasonable spender.
We're sitting here talking about Spectacular.
I want people to spend their money, but I can't trust my wife out there,
on
her own.
I'll take care of her.
Yeah,
I'll
that's
take
what
care
worries
of her.
Me. Well,
eyes
cool.
get wide whenever you see all those items. I mean, wallets fly open onto the floor. What are you supposed to do?
Well, as I said before, my kid is going to be a very proud graduate of the University of Phoenix online program, especially if she comes to Spectacular. But that's fine. I want to help out the Trojans. I'm a team player.
That's right.
That's good.
Okay.
So what else can she buy?
Well, there's a lot of super silent auctions as well.
I'm already going to look great in Costa Rica with my new earrings, so that's nice. Got that going.
And there's 180 silent auctions, auction items for her to choose from.
Wow.
So there's something for everyone, absolutely.
Yeah. Getting to understand that she doesn't have to get them all.
And there's great food, great people to be around. You can meet the athletes, and you're being there for a
great
cause.
There you go. See, she can do that. She can hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You should bring her.
That would be good. Yeah.
She could win 50 bottles of wine.
Yeah. That would almost make me tolerable.
Almost.
Almost, exactly, being the key word. Okay.
Tickets are $75.
Mm-hmm.
The doors open at 6:30. And to order tickets, you can just go online to uilrtrojans.com or call 569-3382.
If I buy like 5 or 6 tickets, can I just not send her then? Would that be okay? Would that be a helpful contribution? Maybe we can work that out.
No, you need to go.
Okay.
I can send her all the auctions ahead of time and tell me what she wants me to bid on.
I'll tell you what. You send Chelsea and we'll let her and Christy go together.
Okay. Deal.
You just made a huge mistake. That's
there
fine.
You go. There
Christina
you go.
Munoz is one. She's helping us that night.
Is she?
One of our spotters.
Yep. Wonderful.
She's done that for us for a couple of years.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. Looking forward to
that. How many people come to this thing typically?
Last year we had about 600 people.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's at the Stevens Center?
Yes,
what's
on the court.
What's the grub?
Well, Capers is providing the food, and Benny Keith is contributing also.
Good.
And it's great food. I mean, honestly, the last 5 years I've not eaten a bite because I'm busy doing other stuff. But it's gone at the end of the night, so that's a good sign.
We need to get you a to-go box.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, that's what
nice.
You work on this year.
And are you not the chairperson this year?
No. I'm on the committee.
You're just heavily involved. Mm-hmm. You just can't stay away.
Her and Jane Yoakum have been the backbone. I've been around, I've been here for 10 years, starting 11, and we've done this for 5. Is this the 5th? And I know those two, Jane has spearheaded it for forever. And she joined us a couple of years ago, and it's been unbelievable what they've done for our program. And you got to think about what the proceeds are going. You know, for, you know, people think about basketball for, from UALR. Mm-hmm. It's really going for, like, tutors. It's going, like, scholarships for other sports. It's going for transportation. There's you know, you just can't cover all the things that we got to do. You know, I was thinking about Arkansas here a while back. You know, when they came to Little Rock and played, they were talking about having the bus back for 3 hours. You know, in our league, if we could get a three-hour bus ride, I'd be tickled to death. So,
exactly. You
know,
you get 1 3-hour bus ride a year. It's up to Jonesboro, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, on our level, we got to have as much money as we can. And the people of Little Rock, this has been a great event. This has been our backbone right here for our programs. And it's just been a great event, and we need it this year more than ever. With the economy like it is and the things that are going like it is, you know, this is a year we've got to have the people from Little Rock to come out. And I know they will. They've been great to us, and I think we're going to have some great basketball programs this year if Steve does a good job, because I know I'm not going to do a good job.
Oh, no.
Stop it.
But if Steve does a good job, you know, we've got, and it's, you know, scheduling-wise, Steve's playing Florida at Florida this year. You know, we've got, you know, we're going to Texas. We got LSU coming in.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that. I was going to mention that.
Well, next year, you know, we'll have Texas and Oklahoma both coming in here.
Wow.
So, you know, we're trying to bring some great teams in here for the city of Little Rock because of the things they're doing for us. You know, we'd love to repay them and get those type teams in here and give them a chance to see, because that's the top of women's basketball right there. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I may not be looking forward to it on that night. I'm sure I'll be a little iffy. That's not why I did this. But this is the reason I love to do things like this, because people have been so helpful to our program, and this is the backbone of our program right here.
How does that go? How does that come about where you get LSU, Texas, Oklahoma coming here?
Well, you know, it's been a process, you know, and we've had to prove ourselves for the last, you know, and we have done that for the last 5 years, been in postseason play in NCAA 3 out of the last 4 years. So now those type teams will take a chance on playing us, because the RPI-wise, they know it's not going to hurt them. If we beat them, it's not going to drop them out. So they're not afraid to do those things. But if you haven't got that RPI, if you haven't got that tradition of showing the NCAA committee, you know, now when they, if they get beat by Little Rock or something happens, it's not, you know, it's not going to flash up there in front of the committee and say, well, Little Rock beat them. You know, they can't be any good. So now we've got that kind of reputation. So now when we do call those people and say, hey, y'all want to play, and the LSU deal and the Oklahoma deal is going to be for 4 years. It's not just going to be a home and home. It's going to be for 4 years.
That's right. That's awesome.
So that's awesome right there for us.
And it's a regional game for them, of course, but they also, I mean, they need to play some road games, I guess, in the non-conference, so it's not too tough a trip.
It's hard to get them to go on the road. So, like you say, it's hard to imagine that we're finally getting those kind of people to come here. And of course, Coach Blair bringing Texas A&M has helped us tremendously, too. You know, everybody knows Coach Blair, and he kind of opened the door for some of those things, too. So, you know, that's helped us tremendously. And, you know, it helps our kids to get us, you know, ready for conference play. And, you know, now there's no conference game that's too big. You don't look at any conference game as, wow, can we play against middle? You know, middle's out now. But that's, you know, it always helped us, okay, you know, Texas A&M, they're better in middle, so, you know we can play with middle if we can play with Oklahoma and LSU and those type people. So it helps you get ready. You know, I know some coaches that worry about getting wins and non-conference. I worry about getting our kids prepared to play and getting the opportunity to know if we're going to get to play in postseason that we can play against those type people when it comes up.
We've talked to Coach Klein and Coach Shields, whatever his name is, old Bucket, about the impact of the conference and the evolving conference for the women's basketball. What's that look like with some of the changes that are going on with basketball teams leaving the program and you get some new ones coming in? I know Arlington's men's program has been very good. I don't know what their women's
program has been down. It was pretty good there for a few years, and it's been down the last couple of years. And I really hated losing Middle Tennessee. I think that's what got us on the map, and I think that's what kept us on the map, because Middle is like us. They, you know, they're always playing Maryland and people like that in the top 15. And, you know, they always held their end of the deal up, and we always played a great schedule. So when we played each other and whoever won, it was usually a great game. And, you know, they give the committee something to go by. And I hate to lose a team like Middle. And, you know, Western's been pretty good, and we're going to lose them next year. So we need some, you know, Appalachian State. I know Rodney went to school at Appalachian State. They've got a good women's program. They've got a pretty good reputation. So I'm looking forward to getting them in. You know, Georgia State, you know, I know they're very athletic, but I don't know what they've done as far as on the you know, the program done overall for the last few years. So, you know, it's going to be a change for us, and I'm afraid it's a little bit of a letdown right now, but I hope I get some surprises. And that's the reason we did what we did with the nine conferences, to give us the opportunity to get out there in front of the committee early and say, all right, look, they wasn't afraid to play any of these guys. So if we do well, it'll pay off for us.
Yeah. What's your team look like this year?
Well, we only had one senior last year, and you know we've got some new post players. We've got some young kids that I think are very athletic. That'll give us opportunity. If we grow inside early and learn our lessons and get a lot better inside, I think we could be better by the end of the year than we were last year. And you know that's what I'm hoping for, because they are very good athletic post players, and we haven't had that since I've been here as far as a go-to player inside. Now Chas could play a little bit, you know, inside, but she was more outside. Marion Kirsch was strong, but these kids are very athletic. They run the floor well. I think the people will enjoy watching the post players that we're bringing in to go. You know, we got good guards coming back. They proved themselves for the last couple of years, so I think we got a chance by the end of the year of being a pretty dang good basketball team.
I like that.
Yeah.
You're not normally this optimistic at this point in the season.
That's true. I thought you guys would get a little bit excited.
Shocked. Yeah. I like it. That sounds like most coaches saying, I guarantee we're going to win a national championship this year. I mean, that is high praise right there from Joe Foley. UALRTrojans.com, $75 tickets. It is always a great event. I unfortunately always have a Thursday conflict during October, but everybody I talk to that goes has a great time, so I want everybody to go and support the Trojans and let your wives go. If you can't go, you know what? Let them have a girls' night out and spend a bunch of money, by golly.
Perfect. I like
it's
that.
It's a great
idea.
Cause. We get Chelsea and.
Yeah, if it's for the university, it's not like they're, it's not clothes or anything
well,
like that.
Well, the other thing is, look, a lot of people come around asking for donations.
There is.
A lot of times they come around asking for donations, you don't get anything for it. Yeah, you just get a tax write-off. This is, you're going to actually take home some really cool stuff.
You're helping out a great program and a great university, and at the same time, having a little fun.
That's it.
It's a win-win.
That's it. Will Shields be there?
Yes.
Oh, see, just for the material with picking
all the
Shields.
Head coaches will be there, the golf coaches, all the coaches athletes. Will be there. A lot of the athletes will be there. You'll get to mingle with them, talk to them. And if you get lucky, there's no telling what will happen. Maybe one of these days we'll get to take you on a trip if we get to know you very well.
Well, I like that. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Okay,
Virgin Islands? You'll start coming.
Yeah, you got to schedule some Virgin Islands, coach.
The Virgin Islands has a golf day in it as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh.
Wow. I try to float that out to Shields, and he's like, well, you should have gone on the Canada trip with us. We would have taken you up there. That didn't seem that appealing to me.
No.
Actually, no. All right. Well, we appreciate y'all. Again, everybody getting on board and support. I was just kidding. I definitely want my wife to come and represent.
Okay. Well,
we appreciate all your help. And like I say, we look forward to people of Little Rock coming out again. And it's carried us for years now, and this will carry us again. So we need the people to come out.
Where's the women's Final Four this year?
Well, it's in Nashville.
I'm driving the bus, baby. I love Nashville.
If we're going, you don't have to drive a bus, baby.
I like it. 12:39, we'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned. You're in the zone. Buzz Radio Network.